This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 16th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. It says there, "Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave for spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." End of quote. Our today's insight connected to what we discussed yesterday and the day before yesterday. As a result of your rebirth into God's household, which God planned in His foreknowledge in the eternity past, the Son of God Jesus perfected in time. Holy Spirit led you and set you apart with His sanctifying work. And upon hearing and accepting the preaching of the eternal and imperishable Word of God, the good news of the gospel of salvation, and by the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, now a newly born-again person can be different from the old. Our insight says, therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. End of quote. These traits are the usual traits of all people. It is not hard to see people with these traits, but it is hard to see people without these natures. However, one who is born again into God's kingdom has the capacity and resources available to be different. I meant the capacity because before the rebirth, we have only the flesh as the mechanism to respond. Naturally, it reacts in malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of all kinds. Now we have another powerful tool inside us, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God. You see, the Holy Spirit who guided and convinced you to the truth about the salvation available in Jesus Christ does not leave you after His conviction work. Bible says the same Holy Spirit who guided and sanctified you into the truth permanently indwell in you to facilitate the development of divine nature in you. Holy Spirit convicts, John 16:8. He indwells in you, John 14:7d and 1 Corinthians 3:16. He teach you and remind you, John 14:26. Holy Spirit reveals things to you, 1 Corinthians 2:10. He guides you into all the truth, John 16:13. He gives spiritual gifts to believers in Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:7 to 11. Holy Spirit help us, Romans 8:26, 17. Holy Spirit sanctifies and empowers believers to bear beautiful spiritual fruit, Galatians 5:22 to 25. The indwelling Holy Spirit is the source of all new and divine capacities. Secondly, a newly born-again person has a wonderful heavenly diet to grow healthy and balanced and become all God wants him or her to become. What is it? Our today's insight says it is the spiritual milk of the Word of God. You see, it is by the power of the imperishable seed, the Word of God, you are born again into God's household, as we discussed yesterday. The same Word of God is the heavenly diet facilitating your spiritual growth. It says you crave for spiritual milk so that you may grow up in your salvation by it. You see, you already tasted the Lord and His Word is good because you are born again by it. Now you crave for it every day and every time. A newborn infant's craving for mom's milk is so strong that nothing stops them from getting it. Beloved, a systematic Bible study is the resource for your spiritual growth. If that does not happen, you need to make it happen. You can regularly attend a Bible preaching and teaching church to study the Bible. You can go to a Bible teaching seminary or Bible school to study it. Or in your room, you can begin reading and studying the Bible by yourself. Ask God to open the door to study His Word. He will faithfully pave the way for you. And in a short period of time, with the help of the indwelling Holy Spirit and the study of the Scriptures, you would wonder how much you have grown to bear many fold fruit, many, many more fruit for the Lord God. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for saving me because you included me also in your eternal plan of salvation. Now, Lord, help me to obey the Holy Spirit of God who indwells in me. Help me to lean on Him every day and all the time. Lord, you gave me the craving for the spiritual milk of the Bible. Help me to study it and grow up in my salvation to bear beautiful fruit for your name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.